All right, it is Monday morning, Monday the 5th of October. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We'll see a lot more pink ribbons around, but other ribbons as well, other colors in honor of metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day, which is a week from tomorrow. It's October 13th. And on that day, there will be ribbons virtually lighting up landmark buildings all across the country, including in Detroit. Joining us right now is the Detroit ambassador of this effort, Darlene Wilson. Darlene, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. Tell us a little bit about Light Up MBC. What's this all about?
Well, Light Up NBC, it's a global initiative that is being supported by the nonprofit group called MetaViver Research and Support. And we're trying to bring awareness to metastatic breast cancer and its urgent need for funding. But by lighting up the bridges and landmarks around the world, really, and in all 50 states this year in the colors of teal, pink, and green, on National Metastatic Breast Cancer Day, which you have already mentioned, October 13th, a week from tomorrow. And probably before we go any further, I should explain to your listeners exactly what is metastatic breast cancer.
Yeah.
And it is breast cancer that has spread to other organs in the body. And typically it goes to the lungs, the liver, the brain, and the bone. And once it has spread, it then becomes what they call metastatic breast cancer, or stage four of breast cancers. And it is incurable at that point. Life expectancy is generally less than 5 years. So we're trying to bring awareness to the fact that 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer during their lifetime. And out of those early stage diagnoses, 30% of them will go on to develop metastatic breast cancer. But only 2 to 5% of all breast cancer funds that are raised in the United States go towards research to find a cure or a treatment for this type of cancer. And Paul, we're losing like 42,000 men and women every year in the United States to this disease, and we're just hoping that by lighting up the buildings in the breast cancer colors, we can hope to bring awareness to the fact that more money is needed for research and we need to develop more treatments. And hopefully we can make this a chronic disease instead of the deadly disease that it is today.
That's a fantastic point, Darlene, because so much emphasis during this month especially is placed on early detection, getting a mammogram and how to treat breast cancer. But once it gets to stage four, as you said, it becomes essentially a death sentence. And you believe, and others, that there is, if not a cure, certainly a treatment to prolong life.
Yeah, right now we have limited number of treatments, and each treatment maybe will give us 2 to 3 years, depending on how your body reacts to that treatment. So we really feel that with additional research, there's other treatments out there to be found that could extend our lives. We're not talking about a cure. We're just talking about making this a chronic disease or something we can manage during our lifetime.
I want to talk a little bit about what's happening in Detroit to light up. So, and again, the pink is obviously because it's Pink Ribbon Month, but then you have two other colors as well, the blue and the teal.
We have green, and the green represents renewal, hope, and immortality. The teal represents healing and spirituality. And the pink represents that the fact that this breast cancer, well, I should say that this cancer started in the breast. So that's why we overlay it with pink.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And what's going to be lit up next Tuesday?
Well, we in the Metro Detroit area, Bedrock is lighting up 5 buildings for us. They'll be lighting up their 1 Woodward building, which is the one with the 5th/3rd sign on it. The David Stott Building, 1 Campus Martius Building. There is Z-Deck Parking Facility, which is like a square block. It's going to be a pretty lighting. And then the Ally Detroit Center. Ford Field will be lit in blue. The Guardian Building is going to light in green. And then the Renaissance Building will be in our tri-colors. The City of Troy will be lighting their City Hall in pink. And Allen Park is lighting their city hall and their police station, as well as the Uniroyal Tire on I-94. And in Southgate, they're lighting City Hall, the library, the pedestrian walkway. And then Grand Rapids is the other city in the state of Michigan that will be participating. And they are lighting up their McKay Tower and their Blue Bridge. So that's a total of 14 illuminations for the Metro Detroit area. And this was just our first year trying. So we received wonderful support from the businesses in the cities around this metro area.
I guess you have. And there's going to be a virtual event next Tuesday where I think people can see some of these lights too, right?
That's right. On October the 13th, for the very first time, they're going to broadcast this live, and it's going to be in the form of a telethon. It will be 2 hours of information and entertainment, and it's going out globally. And we're very fortunate in Michigan that Allen Park was chosen to highlight, showcase their Uniroyal Tire at this broadcast. So I will be down there speaking a few words during that broadcast, and we're hoping that we're going to raise a lot of money on that broadcast to support our Light Up Breast Cancer Initiative. We need to raise money for these treatments that are out there to be discovered.
You can go to metaviver.org or you can check it out on Facebook as well, right?
Yes, the MetaViver Facebook page will also be carrying it live.
All right, very good. Well, Darlene, thanks for telling us about it. Thanks for all you've done. We appreciate your time
this morning. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Very happy to do it. Take care. Bye-bye.